second grade?
I thought y'all were third grade. All right, second grade, raise your hand.
Wow, thank you. You can put your hands down. That is a good-looking group of K-5 first and second graders. Thank you so much for being here. As Ms. Chapman told you, my wife and I are missionaries, and we're going to the country of Togo.
Togo?
Yeah, I know. And that's exactly what I thought the first time I heard of Togo. I said, where is Togo? Well, I want to tell you where Togo is real quick. I want you to imagine that I am Africa, okay? And my belt buckle is the very southern part of Africa. As I put my arm out right here, big and strong, not really. This is called West Africa, okay? So we have South Africa, it goes up the coast, and you have West Africa right here. And Togo is right here on the bicep, all right? Right on the bicep. But it's a really small country. And a lot of people don't know about Togo, but you know what, boys and girls? God knows about Togo. He knows about the 7 million people that live in Togo. And you know what, boys and girls? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of children in Togo, just like y'all, your age even. And they need to hear about the gospel. They need to know how they can know Jesus Christ as their Savior. So that's why we're going to go. But I got to tell you something else cool, all right? I'm a pilot. We get to fly airplanes into these villages. Have you seen mud huts before?
Yes.
Maybe on the internet or on the news or in a book. And that's where a lot of people live in Togo. And we have the opportunity to fly the airplane into their village and land in a field or a walking path. You know, boys and girls, those young people that we couldn't reach, that we couldn't share the gospel with because there weren't roads to get there, we have the opportunity to preach the gospel to them. And that's exciting, isn't it? It sure is. And, you know, that's what missions is about, is sharing the gospel with people. But you don't have to go to Togo to be a missionary. You can share the gospel. You can invite people to church. The boys and girls that you play with in your neighborhood and maybe that you play with on sports teams, other boys and girls that you know. So that's what's exciting about missions conferences. You don't have to be a missionary going to a far-off country like Togo. You can be a missionary right where God has placed you. And that's really exciting. Well, this morning, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite missionaries. Now, I got to ask you a question, first of all. What is a hero? Can somebody give me a definition of a hero? Let's go up here to the top. Yes, ma'am. Somebody who saves people, that's good. My brother-in-law is someone who saves people in the Air Force. He flies in on helicopters, and I think he's a hero. He saved a lot of people. Yes, sir, right there.
My dad's a hero.
Okay, yeah, these are some good definitions. And you know what? You can put your hands down. Thank you so much. Those are some good answers. And you know what I think everybody's saying? A hero is somebody who does something great. Well, this morning we're gonna talk about a missionary hero. A missionary hero. And you know what, boys and girls? I think a missionary hero is somebody who is a missionary who does something great for God. And that's who we're going to talk about this morning, a man that I believe did something very great for God. Tell you what, do me a favor. Everyone sit up straight and tall. Look this way. Oh, that's fantastic. I want to tell you about a man by the name of John Hyde. Anybody ever heard of John Hyde before? Maybe some of you have. There's stories out there that you can put your hands down. Thank you. About John Hyde. And what's neat about John Hyde is he had a special nickname. His nickname was Praying John Hyde. Praying John Hyde. Let me tell you a little bit about John Hyde. He was born in 1865. That was a long, long time ago. Now, that's older than your teacher, even. And your teacher, maybe to you, seems like she's pretty old. She's not that old. No. 1865 was a really, really, really long time ago. In fact, that was the same year that the Civil War ended. John Hyde was born. And John Hyde grew up and he became a minister, a pastor. And his desire was to one day go to the mission field. And one day, He felt like God had called him to go to the mission field, so he packed up, and guess where he went to? He went to be a missionary in the country of India. Y'all have heard of India before?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of us have heard of India. Thank you. You can put your hands down. And boys and girls, John Hyde went to India. And listen carefully. Look this way. John Hyde went to India, and it was really, really difficult. You see, because John Hyde was partially deaf. And I just learned the French language, and I got to tell you, it's hard to learn a language, even if you can hear well in both ears. But John Hyde had a hard time hearing. And it was very, very difficult. Maybe there's a subject in school that's tough for you. And the Indian language that he was learning, the special language he was learning, was very difficult for him to learn. He had a hard time. You know what, boys and girls? Some of the people that lived in that area began to persecute him. And they began to do all kinds of things that just made his life really, really hard. And, you know, I wonder if any of y'all have ever been to a point in your life, maybe, like I said, a subject in school, or maybe people weren't very nice to you. And, you know, so often what we like to do is we just want to quit and say, I'm going home. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going home. You know what, boys and girls, that's not what John Hyde did. Not at all. You see, John Hyde said, if I am going to be able to reach these people for Christ, to be able to share the gospel with them and for them to become believers, I need to spend more time praying for them. And you know, that's exactly what John Hyde began to do. He began to pray more and more and more and more. And you know what, boys and girls? Several years after he'd been a missionary there, he began to pray often throughout the entire night. So imagine from the time that you go to bed until the time that you get up, John Hyde would pray the entire night. Wow. That's incredible, isn't it? To pray the entire night. Now, I'm not suggesting that you need to pray the entire night. You need to get your rest so you can be a good student at Berean Baptist Academy, right? But you know what, boys and girls? John Hyde began to pray, and John Hyde began to pray that more people in that area of India would come to know Christ as their Savior. God answered his prayer. Many, many, many people, hundreds of people began to come to Christ. And you know what? He began to pray, God, this is wonderful. Would you send even more people? Or would you allow even more people to come to know Christ? And God answered his prayer, boys and girls. More and more and more people came to know Christ. When I think of a Bible verse that best lines up with John Hyde's life, you know what verse I think of? I think of 1 Thessalonians 5:17. That's a really short verse. You don't have to turn there in your Bible. I'll tell you what it is. 1 John 5:17. In fact, I'm going to start it. Maybe you know what the rest of it is. It's probably one you've memorized. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Will you say those three words with me?
Pray without ceasing.
Let me ask you a question. Listen carefully. Does that mean that we need to pray all day, every day? Right now we should be praying. Well, it says pray without ceasing. But you know what that verse really teaches us? That verse is teaching us that we need to be able or willing to pray about anything. Because you know, it's important that you pay attention during math class or language class or chapel. It's important that you pay attention, isn't it? And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to pay attention in school and listen to our parents. You know, and there's a time that we can go out and play. And there's a time that we need to listen and pay attention in church. Boys and girls, the Bible says pray without ceasing. You know what that verse means? It means that we need to learn to pray for anything and everything. Boys and girls, let me ask you a question. I don't want you to raise your hand and tell me what you think. What are some things that we should pray about? Yes, sir. Yeah, we can pray that God would help others and maybe some of the chores that they have to do, like pick up things. That's very good. Thank you. Well, let's see here. Let's go over here. And yes, ma'am, what's something that we can pray about?
Oh, that's a good one. She said, pray that God would watch over us. God would protect us. And you know, we could also pray that God would protect our friends and our family. Maybe some of you have parents who are in the military and your parents go on trips for long times. We need to pray for them, that God would watch over them. Zulia, yes, sir. What's something else that we can pray for?
We can pray that God is with us all the time.
Pray that God would be with us all the time. Very good. Yes, sir.
Other countries.
Praying for other countries. That's a good one. Like John Hyde, did he pray that God would save people in India? It's very good. And by the way, you know what, boys and girls? I hope that you'll pray for Togo. Hope that you'll remember the country of Togo. It's real easy. Togo. 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 All right, good. And yes, ma'am, what's something else that we can pray for?
Pray for the people that are injured.
Pray for people that are injured. Maybe people that are sick. Maybe someone in your family is injured or they're sick and you can pray for them. We'll take one more. Let's see. Yes, ma'am, in the red shirt right there. Pray that your dad's in heaven. Okay. All right. You know, boys and girls, these are all good things that we can pray for. And you know what? There's not anything that we can't pray for. We can pray that God would do all kinds of things. You know what? He answers those things according to His will. Those are things that we'll learn as you get older. But boys and girls, John Hyde, his life, and the reason why he's such a really important guy to me and why I consider him one of my missionary heroes is because he learned to pray. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm a missionary, but I need to learn to pray a lot more. I need to spend a lot more time praying. Boys and girls, let me encourage you with two things this morning. I want to encourage you to pray for others. To pray for others. But also, I want you to learn to pray or encourage you to pray that God would save people. That more people would come to know Christ. And also, boys and girls, you know what? My prayer is that God will use you. Even the K-5. You say, I'm so young, Brother Jeremy. But you know what? God can use you to bring people to Christ. I just saw a young lady, and God just brought this story. He just reminded me of this. There was a young lady that works here at Berean Baptist Academy, and I've known her for many, many years, since she was very young, since she was your age. And you know what? I remember that she used to go out, and she wasn't afraid to invite people to church. And she would go up to people and she would say, you know what? She'd give them a track or an invite card to church and say, I want you to come with me to church. And you know what, boys and girls? That's something that even you can do. You may not be able to witness in a long, like a track or like a pastor or like an adult may be able to do. You may not understand all those things, but you can invite people to church. Tell them what Christ did in your heart. Those are all things that you are capable of doing, boys and girls. No matter how old or how young you are, God can use you. God wants to use you, boys and girls. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for these K-5 first and second graders. And I thank you how they paid attention this morning. They've been so good. Father, I thank you for the story of John Hyde and praying John Hyde. And I thank you that he teaches us such an important lesson.